Hello, my name is Frank. I'm calling you in from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people about issues facing us all here in Texas. So I would like to ask just a few quick questions on a confidential basis. To begin, are you registered to vote here in Texas?
Yes.
And I thank you for your time. Now, my next question here, in which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about past the November general elections for a moment, sir, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for most often, Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Now, jump into my next question here, and this question is to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages for this particular survey. In what year were you born? Only the year.
1985.
Thank you, sir. Now, my next question here, do you favor or oppose the state of Texas creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development, such as industrial and manufacturing facilities to Texas? Do you favor or oppose that?
Is there a neutral amount?
Well, I do have you favor strongly. You favor somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Favor somewhat.
Favor somewhat. Thank you. Now, can you please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of a proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. And the first one says, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue streams that help schools districts pay for expenses, teacher salaries, and construction and renovation of school buildings. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal here?
Favor.
Would you say you strongly favor or somewhat favor the element proposal here? Strongly, thank you. The next one says, the property tax discount given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as they provide a tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed at 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district's debt service taxes. And this is a revenue the schools can use immediately for school constructions and renovation, with no tax rate increase for homeowners. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal based on what I just read?
Strongly favor.
Thank you. The next one says, school district that approved limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones such as providing a certain number of new jobs can lose their tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any tax that would have been due without a discount. Now, based on what I just read, do you favor or oppose the proposal?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. This is the second to the last statement here. The company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determined factor in its decision to invest in Texas. Do you favor or oppose the proposal based on what I just read?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir, thank you. The company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas. Would you say favor or oppose?
Favor.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves. Now, would you favor or oppose based on what I just read?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Thank you, sir. Now, having learned more about it, sir, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discounts to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas? Do you favor or oppose?
But that's with the stipulation that they're, you know, they're going to, I guess, you know, pay their fair share after 7 years, right, to the school district.
Well, I do not have any more information besides of what I've just read and the question that I just read. So besides that, I don't have any more information other than the rest of the survey that I will give you more information.
Can you read it one more time for me?
Yes. Yes. Having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discounts to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas? Would you say you favor? Somewhat favor, thank you. Please tell me, sir, if each of the following makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. And the first one says, incentives such as the one in this proposal simply take money away from other programs the government should be funding. Would you say you favor or oppose based on the statement that I just read? Do you favor the proposal or oppose?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now, Texas is losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool for local communities in Texas to get back their fair share of projects and the jobs and tax revenue that come with them. Do you favor or oppose the proposal based on this statement that I just read?
Some more favor.
Companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them, depriving schools of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount. Would you say you favor or oppose? I can read it over if you wish.
Cut out on that one, so I didn't catch all of it.
Oh, okay. Now, can you hear me better now?
No, you're still kind of cutting out.
I'm cutting out a little bit. Okay, let's see here. How about now? Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them, depriving schools of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discounts. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal based on what I just said?
No, I don't know. I'm not answer that one.
Thank you. Now, this proposal can incentivize further grid reliability, energy security, and production of everyday goods in our own backyard, leading to economic independence not only for our state but also for our nation. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal based on what I just read?
I didn't catch it all, man. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
No, that's fine. This says, this proposal can incentivize further grid reliability, energy security, and production of everyday goods in our own backyard, leading to economic independence not only for our state, but also our nation. So based on what I just read now, this statement that I just read, would you say you favor the proposal or do you oppose?
Favor.
Strongly or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now the next one says, limited temporary tax incentives are a win-win proposition by making businesses' major capital investments more economical, while generating more tax revenue for schools to pay teachers a more competitive salary. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal based on the statement that I just read?
Favor.
Favor. Thank you. Now, strongly, I'm sorry, or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, this is my third to the last statement here. Tesla, Toyota, and Samsung are examples of businesses that receive property tax discounts and that have moved to and or expanded operations in Texas and added value to their communities. Would you say you favor or oppose the proposal?
Neutral. I don't know if there's anything in between.
Yes, there is. Thank you. Now, without a competitive property tax incentive, Texas is at a major disadvantage because property taxes for businesses in Texas are more than 60% higher than the national average. In fact, Texas has the fourth highest property tax for businesses in the nation. Would you say you favor the proposal or oppose based on the statement that I just read?
I don't know exactly what you're asking me, though. Do I want them lowered?
Well, basically, this is just a statement. Well, the statement says, without a competitive property tax incentive, Texas is at a major disadvantage because property taxes for businesses in Texas are more than somewhat favored. I'm sorry.
Yeah, somewhat favored.
Okay, thank you. Now, my question from the top was if you strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract a new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. So that is, that's followed with the statements that I'm reading out. Now, the last statement says, Texas is losing projects to other states. Rivian chose Georgia for its new battery and truck manufacturing plant. Intel is building the world's largest semiconductor plant in Ohio after getting a 30-year, 100% tax discount. This proposal will help ensure Texas can compete for major projects such as this. Do you favor or oppose the proposal based on the statement that I just read?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you, sir. Now, we are at the end of the survey. I appreciate your time and your patience with me. Now, for each statement that I read, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or you strongly disagree with the statement. Now, the first statement says, state officials may pay more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas. Would you say you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat, disagree somewhat, or
strongly disagree?
Strongly agree, thank you.
Strongly agree.
The next statement says, tax incentives for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed under any circumstances. Agree or disagree with the statement that I just read?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. We need more bolstered production and manufacturing in Texas so we will not be so dependent on foreign countries for essential items like semiconductor technology, oil and natural gas, et cetera. To do that, we need an economic development program to attract manufacturing here. Would you say you agree or disagree with that statement there?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Texas and the United States are experiencing a computer chip shortage because of our reliance on other countries that manufacture chips. This shortage has bottled up the supply chain, leading to delays for cars, trucks, and everyday technology that we need. There is no reason that Texas, the ninth largest economy in the world, should be relying on other countries for strategic supply and material needs. Would you say you agree or disagree with the statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Growing the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth, and limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, From the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine to China's aggression toward Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment. Would you say you agree or disagree with the statement here?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one says, state lawmakers need to do more to create jobs in your community. Would you say you agree or disagree with that statement there?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, this is my fourth to the last statement here. We should do more to try and attract oil and natural gas production to South Texas. Would you say agree or disagree with that statement there?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Other states and nations are competing fiercely to land large projects like Samsung, Tesla, and Toyota. Competitive incentives were instrumental in Texas winning these projects, and we must develop a new economic development program to remain in the game. Would you say you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Limited temporary property tax discounts make sense because projects won't come here without them. We need to use tools that other states and countries are using, such as temporary tax discounts, to attract businesses to Texas. Agree or disagree with the statement? And the last statement says, property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Can you repeat one more time?
Yes. Property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes. Would you say agree strongly, agree somewhat, disagree somewhat, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, thank you. Having learned more about it, sir, do you favor or oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas?
Strongly agree.
I'm sorry, you strongly favor or somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Thank you. Now, would you be more or less likely to vote for someone for the state legislator who votes for limited temporary property tax discounts? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have your representative sample to finish the survey now, and I thank you for your time and your patience with me. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
And we want to classify people into broad income groups only. Would you estimate your total household income last year before taxes to be above or below $75,000?
Above.
Above. And was your total household income above or below $125,000?
Below.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey, sir. I thank you very much for your participation and your patience with me, and you have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. And night.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.